President-elect Joe Biden is announcing his nominees to lead two key financial watchdog groups. Gary Gensler will serve as commissioner of the Securities and Exchange Commission, and Rohit Chopra will be chosen to head the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. The two nominees signal that the Biden administration is likely to push for more aggressive oversight on Wall Street. Let's bring in Jill Schlesinger, CBS News analyst and host of Jill on Money. Welcome.
Hello.
Gensler earned a reputation as a tough regulator during his time in the Obama administration. He actually helped craft the Dodd-Frank legislation that regulated big banks after the financial crisis. Nomination indicate that Biden will actually be tougher on Wall Street. I mean, tougher than Trump or maybe even Obama.
Well, definitely Trump. I don't know about Obama. Look, this is a little bit different. We are not in a recession that was caused by an amplified bad behavior on Wall Street. So if we go back in time, we look at Gary Gensler's tenure at the CFTC. A lot of people thought this was going to be a terrible choice. They thought because of his career on Wall Street, he was at Goldman Sachs for a long time. He was also part of the Clinton Treasury Department, which opposed strict regulation on derivatives. People thought Gensler wouldn't be tough enough. And as it turned out, he was really tough, and he imposed very strict restrictions on derivatives, tougher than the Obama Treasury Department had even proposed. You know, when I talk to banking executives, the term they use almost uniformly about Gensler, he's a reform smoker. I think that's probably good news for people who want a little more regulation.
Oh, interesting. He's also expected to focus on investor protection and the rise of cryptocurrency. What kind of obstacles do you think he might face, especially from the conservative courts?
Well, you know, look, the head of the SEC can't just snap his fingers and poof, make policy, right? Regulation takes time. It's the formulation of policy. Then there's always this comment period. And then you might get rule changes. And even then, as you say, those regulations can be challenged or watered down, even eliminated through the judiciary. So that will be a problem. I mean, I think that what's really important here is that that focus on digital assets is going to be fascinating right now. Gensler comes from CFTC. A lot of people have compared the way that digital assets trade to being like a commodity. And remember, last year, Bitcoin up by 300%, and more smaller investors are getting involved. So I think that's going to be an interesting area of regulation.
Mm-hmm. Progressive leaders are also commending Biden's choice of Rohit Chopra to lead the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, an agency criticized for propping up big business. Is Chopra expected to return the agency to its mission of helping protect consumers from fraud and abuse?
Oh, absolutely. You know, remember, CFPB, it was the brainchild of now Senator Elizabeth Warren. The first director there was Richard Cordray. He used the agency's broad powers. He clamped down on so many different industries. It was payday lending or credit card company practices, for-profit colleges, lending, auto loans, also even the ability of an advisor to provide advice to clients who had to maybe put that client in the best interest of the client or the advice in the best interest. I think that what's going to be really important now is to see the CFPB focus and really say we are leading with the C, the consumer. That's going to be really interesting.
That's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News analyst and host of Jill on Money. As always, thank you.
Take care.